Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 28th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And part two today at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jess from the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright, Events and Engagement Director over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
I'm tired today.
Yeah?
A little coffee.
We gotta fix that. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. No,
okay. We'll be back in a minute. Just go
right. Yeah, we'll come right back, and yes. Katie will be all charged up. I think that is incredibly relatable on a Tuesday.
Yes.
I don't normally feel it on Mondays. It's Tuesdays that I tend to feel that lag, that kind of kick. Let's go ahead and find some energy. Let's talk about some great events that are coming up in the area. Is that where you want to start, Katie, or is there somewhere else you want to go?
We can start there. I do want to shout out two new investors for March. We have Rotello Home Solutions and Zen Leaf Aesthetics.
Both great places. Do you have any information on either one, or can we encourage? Should we tell people to check them out?
You can always check them out on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Zen Leaf Aesthetics is more like facials. I think they do lashes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of that kind of a feel. And then Rotello Home Solutions. Definitely check our website. They have a lot of great information on them as well.
Right on. Yeah. And welcome to the team.
Yes.
Welcome to the family, everybody. When it comes to being a chamber member, there are so many, you know, advantages to this, to why we encourage people to be a part of these things. Let's touch on that a little bit, Katie. Like some of the advantages that come along with being a chamber member.
I wish I would have brought my sheet with me. We have a full list of things that we offer you. And
one of my things is putting people on the spot.
Especially when I need my coffee.
Yes. Yeah. I would say that the first thing that pops in my mind when it comes to being a chamber member is the showing that you stand with your community.
Yes.
That you want to be a part of the community.
Oh, absolutely.
More than not, chamber members, you'll see their names on advertisements for things for the rafters or high school event, you know, sporting events and these kind of things. It shows that, hey, that business, I always see them in these things. They put back into their community.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great, too. But just that, what I just said there is a great one right away. I'm seeing that business's name. I'm seeing that business's name again and again and again. And that's that repetition stays in your brain. If I'm a business owner, that's something I want.
Oh,
I want to be in people's, you know, the forefront of their brain.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so many networking activities or events for this and, you know, events that we put on during the year that they all just want to be a part of, like a lunch by the river, for example, here in Rapids. People want to be a part of that. They want to sponsor that. They want to get out.
Yeah. We have new people coming to this area all the time, too.
Yes.
I had a listener a couple weeks ago ask me what Misty's menu was. And
really?
I was blown away. I'm like, oh, you must be new to the area.
Oh, how did you know?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, how did you know it was new? I was like, well, you don't know Misty's. Like,
that was the first place I ate at when I moved here.
Right
and
on.
It's just like the staple of the area,
yeah.
I feel like. I mean, there's so many other great restaurants out there.
Absolutely. But you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. And sent them over there right away. They emailed me, like, I don't know if it was the next day or whatever, but they emailed me, like, thanking and stuff. I'm like, no, don't thank me. Thank Misty's.
Yeah.
They're the ones doing it. They're great people. Like, things like that, though, happen all the time. New people come into the area. Maybe they don't know about your business. When you're a part of things with the chamber, you're able to advertise your business that much better.
Yep.
And it's also a great way of people who are in town, been around a long time, and may have not known about your business. It seems kind of silly sometimes. Well, we're in a small town. I know everything around here. How many times do you go to the store and see somebody you've never seen before?
Oh, yeah.
It happens all the time.
Things are popping up left and right. And, I mean, another great thing about being a chamber member is you can go on our website if you have a login, and you can create job postings. So there's so many things. And add things to our calendar as well. So if you go to our website, events calendar, you can just pop your business events on there.
Yeah. It's a great thing that we don't get to bring up very often, but the chamber's website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com, is really your website too.
Yeah.
If you're a business and you're a part of things with the chamber, it's a great way, again, not only to advertise, but get out information when you're looking for people to hire or any of these things.
Yep.
It's a nice website again, by the way. I know I mention it every time, but I really do like your guys' website.
Yeah, it's great.
I want to rewind for just a second. Last week, Monday, you guys had your off-the-clock event at La Taqueria.
Yes.
How did that go?
I was there for just about 30 minutes of it, but great turnout like right when I got there. So I'm curious of how crowded it got later.
Yeah.
But, again, amazing margaritas, amazing tacos. So if you haven't been over there yet, definitely go check it out.
Oh, gotcha. If you're looking for really good food, La Taqueria is one of the first places I will mention. Such good food
so
over
good.
There. Great people, too. Great environment. Great
so
environment.
Nice.
I did hear from some people that were at the event and really enjoyed themselves.
Oh, good.
One person said they ate too much. That's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's a case-by-case
thing.
That's
a good thing.
It's
right?
Not a bad thing. Coming up this week, March 30th through April 2nd, there's going to be the Wisconsin Rapids Spring Open House. Three Wisconsin Rapids RV dealers are having their annual Spring RV Open House from Thursday, March 30th to Sunday, April 2nd. You can visit the DNL Recreation Lake County RV and Coons Rapids RV during the sale. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Wisconsin RV, and should be able to find it. That's a fun event. That should be good. Perfect time of the year to be looking at RVs, too.
Yeah.
Getting ready for spring and or getting ready for summer and maybe some traveling. Would you ever do that? Like, you get to a point, you're at a certain age, you can get in an RV, just travel the world?
I think now, yes, with my family. But I think when I was younger, maybe I probably didn't want to go with my parents so much.
Right,
but
right, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I would do it now.
Do you want to go to Off the Clock first
sure.
for next month? Because we're already looking at April.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's so darn weird. We've got like a couple days left of March. I have no idea what happened to March.
I have no idea. It was like yesterday we saw Santa. Now today it's like Easter.
yes, exactly. Yes, exactly that. I kind of think of them passing each other in the hall.
Yeah, they're like hey,
how's it going? Yeah, that quickly, quick turnaround. Off the Clock coming up April 17th. Let's tell them about this one, Katie.
Yep, so Off the Clock is at Lucky's on 2nd, April 17th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Again, it's networking, raffle prizes, great food. Again, bring your business card. You don't know who you're going to meet there. And I learned something last week. The president, myself, and Laura, the workforce and development director, went to a conference in Madison. And their speaker said to always bring two business cards. So give them two, one for them and one for them to hand out.
Oh,
so I thought that was a great tip.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Huh, that is good. I've got to start remembering to do that. I've got hundreds and hundreds of business cards, and I never remember to hand them out. Every time you bring this up, it is helpful to me.
You know,
but
what you need to do is just have them right here.
Just have them all laid out. Yeah, there you go.
take one.
Every one of our guests has to take one. Like,
yes.
You can't leave until you take one. Chase them down in the parking lot. You forgot your business card. It's a great note. That is a really good note. The two, I've never heard that before.
Either.
That's a good one, though. And this is still a way of sharing your business, of sharing your information. Business cards are huge still. When it comes to events like this, perfectly made for them.
Absolutely.
It's a great event with appetizers, the raffle prizes, all those things. And as I always like to mention, though, I think the thing that when I hear people talk about Off the Clock, one of the biggest things they talk about is, oh, I ran into so-and-so and I haven't seen them in years.
Yeah.
Or I was able to connect with so-and-so. We can never reach each other. We're always missing each other. And here we were able to connect and be able to work out something between our two businesses. I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
There's so many things that happen that it's hard to really word. They just happen organically.
Yeah.
Unless you're at the event, you just won't know.
You won't know. And you do not have to be an investor to come to this event. So it's open to the public, free event. You don't need to sign up or anything. Just show up at Lucky's on 2nd and then go from there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. April 17th, 4 to 6, over at Lucky's on 2nd at 126 2nd Avenue South in 2nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more information by checking out their website and such. And a great place, by the way, too. Great place. Love our friends over there at Lucky's. Other great events coming up in April. You've got a Sip Shop and Support Local. This is a bigger one. This is one of our favorite events. We like this event a lot. How is this one looking this year? How did it develop about behind the scenes?
Oh, we're still looking for people. So if you are an investor with our chamber, I should say this event runs from April 29th through May 7th. This is a passport of sorts, but it looks like a bingo card where when you sign up, you get your logo on this passport. And if I were to walk into your restaurant or clothing store, they stamp it or sign it, and then that form can go into a drawing at the chamber for a raffle prize. Yeah.
If I have this right, and she'll correct me if I don't,
yes.
The person that used to be in a position like yours, Steph Schmidt, our head of sales and everything, this is something that she was developing and working on when she was with the chamber.
Yeah.
And when I first met Steph, she was with the chamber coming in for interviews like you, Katie.
Yes.
And we... Steph came in and she was the other times I talked to her, really good on the air, really fun personality and everything. But I hadn't seen her really like energy, like smiling and all that. She comes in and it was to talk about this. And she was so excited about it. And it's just one of those events that ever since that, I've seen that in others, too, where they get really excited about this event. It's a fun one. It's a really cool idea. And it's a great way to support local.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad she started it. So I think this is a great event.
When it comes to, because we've got some time here before this of April 29th, it doesn't kick off till. How long do businesses have to be a part of this? Is there a cutoff time?
Actually, April 10th is the deadline for that. So you can either contact me or Promise at the Chamber. Otherwise, you can go online, again, at our website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We should have a form on there as well for you to do that.
And, you know, we have some newer businesses, have new people in town. Let's describe the event itself a little bit more for people that don't know about it. If I'm a business and I'm out there, what is it? What has happened? What happens if I am a part of this?
Yeah, so there is a cost of it. Registration's like $35 plus a raffle. Otherwise, we do have a new option on there where an additional $100 can be placed in the City Times newspaper for that as well. But you just fill out the form, give it to us. We make up the passport at the chamber, and then whoever wants it, anybody can take this form and go shopping. And it's right around Mother's Day, too. So this will be time to go shopping for them. Take mom out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like a bingo card, and you just cross it off, and good to go. It's so easy.
As I go to that business,
yes,
they mark it off on there?
They mark it off. Yep, they'll sign off.
And the more you mark off, the more fun, the more businesses, the more local you support, but also the more you'll be in on this this fun event.
Right.
And again, and I'm glad you mentioned the Mother's Day thing, too, because Father's Day, Mother's Day, these are the events that we want to make sure to hit the good get the good gifts, all of that. This is a great way to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And going back to what I was saying before about, you know, in an area like this, you wouldn't think there are businesses you haven't come across, but there are.
There are so many.
Well, you know, there are new businesses out there.
Yep.
I can't think, if I'm a new business, this is one of the biggest things that I want to be a part of. It's a great way, it's an organic way of getting people to come to my shop, to stop by, to know of my business, to where even if they don't stop by, they still see my name and my address. So it's still registering in their head. They're still doing that. Even that alone is a great, it's $35 worth of advertising.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that. You're definitely getting your money's worth. And it's a fun event. It's again, going back to this whole, thing of supporting your community, being a part of things with your community and showing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people want to register, if people want to find out more, just send them to the website.
Send them to the website or you can call us. There should be a form on a website. Otherwise we have them. If you walk into the chamber, we have forms for you to fill out too.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that. Again, that website is WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Yep.
We keep moving and we move because that is going to be going on the last weekend of April. Do you want to go into May?
I do actually want to shout out Job Resource and Transfer Fair that's happening April 19th. We are the Chamber of Commerce, Mid-State, and Job Center all partnering together to host a job resource and transfer fair. So this is a free event for job seekers and no pre-registration is required. This fair will include potential jobs with resource booths. So there's no fee for the public to attend. So if you or someone you know is looking for an exciting new career, they should come to that event.
Yeah, we know for a fact that there are people out there that are either burnt out or tired of their job or looking for something new.
Yep.
We know there are people out there that are looking for good employment. We know, these are factors. These are always, no matter what time and the year it is, no matter what year it is, this is a factor. This is something that exists. We want to get people out there. We want to get people to be able to work. The idea of the Chamber of Mid-State and the Job Center joining forces to do something like this, I can't think of three better sources to come together to be able to make an event like this where, not only if I'm a business and I want to get good employees, I want to be a part of this, yeah. But if I'm an employee, if I'm a person looking for a work or looking for a career, we've seen the stats and the numbers. So many people nowadays, they don't want a job. They want a career or they want to, they'll take a couple extra less dollars so that they can enjoy their job. They can enjoy what
absolutely.
They're doing. You want your business to be that job. You want your business to be that place for those employees.
Yeah.
Here's a great opportunity to be a part of something where you can showcase that. And for employees, people out there looking for work, we know Midwesterners. We know how hard workers they are. We know how dedicated they can be. Events like this are a great way to show that, a great way to host bring people together to show those things.
Right.
So this is not only good for all that stuff and everything, but it should be fun, too. It's taking place
April
19th. Is this taking place at Mid-State?
Yeah, it'll be at Mid-State from 1 to 5.
And you can't have a better location. Mid-State campus is awesome. It's a great location. This is really good. Is there any types of businesses that we are looking for, or just all businesses?
All businesses. So, even if you are a business that wants to sign up for this, again, go to our website. We have forms for you to fill out, too. But, just kind of everything.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah.
It's a good one. We'll be talking about this more and more as we get closer to it, reminding people out there. And I'll even be mentioning it to, people that come in business-wise as far as for the, different Morning Magazine events and different things. So that's a good one. We know, again, for a fact that this, this is something that our area could use.
Yeah.
I think that this is a shows how the Chamber, how Mid-State are in tune with their community. So we'll go into May a little bit.
Sure.
All right. I'll just touch on because that SIP Shop and Support Local is going on at the end of the last weekend of April and right into the first up till the first weekend of May, right up till May 7th. So it's definitely something to keep in mind. I see that we've got a couple of other cool events coming up. I wanted to make sure to mention, where is it? The leadership graduation dinner.
Yeah.
That's in May. And I know it's a little ways off, but something that you can mark your calendars for, everybody. Now, we were going to have somebody from the leadership class join us today. Hopefully they can later on.
I hope so.
I don't know. Have you been a part of the leadership class before?
I have not.
I didn't think so.
Lucky enough to get into that.
Yeah.
I
thought about this the last time you were with us. Maybe I haven't done it yet either. So maybe it's something that both of us need to look into doing.
This year is your year then.
Yeah. I think so. I'm a believer, and I just got told this the other day. James, one of the things we want you and why we like you is that you're a good leader and all that. And I always kind of cringe at that because I think leadership is one of those things that you just do.
Yeah.
I never heard a good leader say, I'm a good leader.
Right.
No, you don't really say, you just are. You just do it and everything. But when it comes to a subject like this, a leadership, I do think it's one of those things that you can always grow at, that you can always get better.
Yeah.
I think that part of what makes a good leader is somebody who believes that they can always get better at their job or at what they're doing. The leadership class is a great way of being not only embracing those skill sets, but in enhancing them and making them stronger. It's not so much if you are somebody who has no leadership qualities whatsoever, I do think that you're perfect for this class. But I also don't think that it's just for that. I think that, talking for years and years with Krista and you and others about this event, I think it's one of those ones where it enhances so many of the skill sets you already have.
Right. You're just only adding on to what you're already good at, so...
The graduation dinner is a great accumulation of all of this, of all that hard work, of all the fun and energy that people put into this course to be able to kind of, celebrate them, celebrate the finishing of it. Is this open to the public?
I believe so. There might be a registration online.
Hmm.
At our website.
It does say register now. Okay. So, yeah, it does look like registration is required, but it also doesn't say that the chamber invites you to join them. So I think that it's open to the public. I believe so. We encourage people to be a part of this one and support. Like, even if you haven't been a part of the leadership class, if you have in years past and maybe you want to see this most current graduating class, or if you're curious about the leadership class, here's a perfect opportunity to find out more about it.
Yeah.
You can talk to people who actually just went through the class.
Yes.
I also love the stories that come out of that course.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of interesting story or something like that that happens.
I think the last time there's someone that got married.
Yeah, and to a foolish romantic, that is awesome. I love hearing that. I could not hear that enough. I did want to mention one more time, as long as we're kind of wrapping up the conversation here. You brought this up actually earlier, job postings,
yeah.
Whether you are an employer and you're looking to post things or if you are looking for work. The Chamber has so much information for you. Certainly the things that Katie and I get together and talk about and everything, that's all there for you. But you want to start or grow a business, available properties, economic advocacy, all of there for you under their economic development. If you go into their community information, you're going to find a guide there for you. A lot of the resources and job postings that Katie and I have been talking about. Education opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there for you. News is there for you. Really, one-stop shop for information when it comes to this area.
Yeah.
So before we continue on or keep going with that, Katie, let's go ahead and remind people again about April. Some great events coming up in April. We, of course, there is the Wisconsin Rapids Spring House I mentioned. Sand Valley has a hiring event coming up on April 1st. That is kind of funny, though. Hiring event on April 1st.
On April 1st.
On April Fool's Day. That's kind of funny.
Because my daughter's turning 3 on April 1st, so I have an April Fool's baby.
Really?
Seriously.
That's awesome.
I know, it's hilarious.
Well, I was supposed to be born on April 1st.
Were you really?
Yeah.
She was like 3 days late, and water broke the day before in March, and then all of a sudden 1 a.m. hits. I'm like, wow, I have an April Fool's baby. This is cool.
That is kind of cool.
Right?
That is kind of cool. The poor kid's going to grow up wondering is it really my birthday?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was born. I was born way earlier. I was born in February. My poor mom. Yeah, yeah. She was not prepared for that.
No.
She was not ready for that. A very early happy birthday to her. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Again, Katie, if we want people to find out more information about some of the things that we've talked about today, how can they get in hold of you?
Yeah, so again, visit me at the chamber. Seriously, walk in, come say hi.
Mm-hmm.
You can always give me a call. Otherwise, you can email me. I'm pretty available.
Yeah. Katie's number is 715-422-4859. That's 422-4859. Otherwise, you can email her communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Do me a favor. Say hi to the staff over there. I know you got some newer people and things are a little bit of growing going on over there, but I've heard nothing but positives about everybody over there. Please say hi to everyone for me.
I will.
We encourage you to also check out the Chamber's social media accounts. Look them up on Facebook and such. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on everything going on in your community. And again, go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to find more information. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Katie, always good seeing you. You have a good one. We'll talk again soon.
Yes.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.